Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, beloved gods and goddesses, and welcome to another Zora call. Today is Sunday here in the United States. It's October 31st, 2021, and it's a happy Halloween, another very strange Halloween, especially for children. But anyways, we're still going to be expecting some children to come around knocking on doors, you know, and with their wonderful costumes, being in joy and all kinds of, and happiness. So the children will bring us the joy and happiness, and the parents who allow them to come and partake in this festivity that we in the United States and elsewhere do like to celebrate because it brings joy. So anyways, welcome to our special show today. It's a Q&A call with Zora. So without further delay, let's go ahead and bring Zora through. Good morning. Zora, are you here with us?
Indeed.
Another wonderful Zora call, Zora, but this is your day.
Indeed.
So I was thinking before we begin, just as we did yesterday with Q's commands and also with some healing, also regular Zora healing, we'd love to be able to start off our call with getting people, you know, energized and vibrating at a high frequency. I'd like to ask if you could do our healing now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive great joy and peace and harmony and abundance. And we know it.
Indeed.
Very good. All right, everyone. Hopefully some of you already have your, it looks like we have some hands that are already up, ready to start off with our Q&A. And I guess I just needed to, we're wishing everyone a happy Halloween, and not to take that on a negative note. Utilize that. Always see the positive side of things. Sometimes even if it appears like it's negative, when we find children out there without fear, you know, knocking on doors, of course, parents are right over there, are always here to be able to say, hey, happy Halloween, trick or treat, and we share in their joy. So any words in regards to Halloween from you, Zora, thoughts on that as we go forward?
You will understand what this term, trick or treat, means. You either treat them or you get tricked. That's why people wake up with what you call toilet paper in their trees.
Oh dear. I thought maybe the trick was they're goblins or ghosts or whatever.
No, it's the way it was. It was either you give them a treat or you get tricked.
Oh well, okay. That's our reality in this realm for right now. Anyways, it's duality, but it's still a lot of fun for kids. So you see it as a good thing, right, Zora?
It is a fun thing for them to do, I suppose.
You suppose. Okay, we know you don't have that in Hollow Earth.
No, we
you
do
just
not have
watch.
Halloween.
Yeah.
We do not celebrate Halloween. We do not celebrate Christmas, any of those,
because
they're not needed.
All right. Well, listen, we better get going here on our show, Zora. Do you have any words that you would like to share with people right now? Otherwise, like things that are happening behind the scenes, otherwise we'll go forward.
Indeed. Go forward.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So how do you want to do this? Let's just go forward and see how it moves with
go
people that are asking questions.
Go from top to bottom, bottom to top, vice versa.
That might be difficult, but we can go ahead and try, okay? All right, so the first caller is going to be 239 ending in 0242, and everybody knows the drill, your name, where you're calling from, and your question. So here we go. 239 ending in 0242. You are first in line.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang calling from Florida. And I would like to know, Zora, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, we can.
Of course we can.
Yes,
you're fine.
I would like to know from Zora, how dangerous is the La Palma volcano now for the United States? Is there a chance of a big tsunami coming to the East Coast?
Well, understand that the earthquakes that people have been feeling, and what is called some of the volcanoes, and I'm speaking around the world, they are what you call pressure points, or zippers, if you want to call them that. And what they do is they release pressure. So what is called the big one will never come because of the release of pressure. So the same is true with what is called the La Palma, island of La Palma. It is releasing pressure. So you will not have what you call these catastrophic events. Your scientists are in fear that a portion of the island will break off and slide into the ocean and would cause a tsunami. But understand, who is in charge of the oceans? God is in charge of the oceans? Poseidon. Poseidon is not going to allow a catastrophic tsunami to engulf the entire East Coast or any other coast for that matter. And so loss of life and all that ridiculous things will never happen. So do not be fearful of the volcano that is in La Palma, because understand, the intensity of the volcano has already diminished by 50%. And we are still working with it. So we are in the process of quieting down the mountain.
I see. Yeah, I have two very dear friends in Jacksonville, and I was worried about them. So I guess I won't have to worry about them anymore. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So, Zora, even though that was a cabal maneuver, you were able to interfere and get that out of the way, right?
Indeed.
Intercede.
The only way that I would call a mega tsunami could occur or would occur is if Poseidon brought one forth to do what is termed as to persuade the Navy to release their captives, such as the Mer peoples and such as the part of the Cetacean Nation. So that would be the only instance that there would be what you call a tsunami that would bring, would cause of in, bring of interest. But it also understand you would have ample warning before one struck.
Interesting, Zora. Okay, let's go ahead and call in 619 ending in 7260.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
Jane, Zora. This is Scott in San Diego. Zora,
hello.
The question is for you. When are we going to be able to exchange our currency? And please don't tell us it's rolling out, because we've heard that so many times before.
Well, do not tell you it is happening now. That is what I must tell you. It is happening now. In many, many, what you call arenas, many behind the scenes everywhere, it is going on. Just because it is not going on for you does not mean it is not going on. True?
Yeah, but you've been saying this forever. I mean, come on, really? When are we going to be able to exchange?
Yeah, T4B, Zora.
Dragging
T4B.
On endlessly.
I know. What you call understanding the free will and things of this nature, yes. That is one area that we cannot, what you call, interfere with. However, at the present time, understand that the we still have to get certain of the, what you call, of the command structure that is on the earth presently, out of the way, put into a place where they can do no harm, and that is ongoing. So look for your blessing and expect it.
Well, I asked you a couple months ago if it was going to happen this year, and you said it was. Are you still sticking to that?
It's supposed to happen. It is still supposed to happen before the end of this year. Absolutely. So is what is called galactic disclosure. It's also supposed to happen before the end of this year. So, keep on with your patience, beloved God.
Oh, God, it's been 8 years, or I'm running out of patience.
Do not run out of patience. You will wake up a day and it will be upon you. So, let's just deal with it right now. Just go ahead and know that it is done. Know that it is done in the past tense, and hold fast to that understanding. And that's what brings about change. That's what brings about the fruition of it. And understand that the attitudes of the peoples, many of them have already, turned to the side of knowing that it has occurred. But there are still some out there that are in doubt that it will occur. And, of course, that is going up against those that know it is. So you have a little bit of a tag of war there. So the more you bring forth your knowingness that it is now, and you keep doing what is termed as manifesting now, what happens when you do that? Then it happens. So,
okay.
I hope that helped you.
Okay, thank you.
Do not hope, you know. Do not believe, you know.
Okay, Scott,
indeed.
Thank you. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I just want to tag on to what Zora just said. I have to agree, we don't see everything behind the scenes. And I will reiterate also, just as, from what I have seen and what I have heard, is that there have been actual exchanges also in regards to the bonds, the German bonds, that's already moving. So it's like it's moving. And I remember many, many months ago, Zora had said it's going to be a trickle-down effect. Obviously, that is what it is. And we are still in line for our RV. So not the end of the year yet, but we're hoping. I'm hoping. Not hoping. I know it's going to be done. Right, Zora? Okay. All right. Next caller is, let me see. We'll go with 405 ending in 828. Let me see. It's like a time. I just got myself. Oh, where is this person? It's kind of hard when I have to go back and forth here. There we go. 405 ending in 0316.
Oh, hi,
good morning.
Jane, this is
good day.
Yeah, this is Bill from Oklahoma.
Okay, good morning.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hi there. Zora, could you tell us how you see things playing out on the surface over the next 6 months? You know, just kind of the big events.
Over the next 6 months. Well, we are pushing very hard to have what is termed as having the galactic disclosure to occur before the end of this year. So that is one major event that is coming forth. And then you also have your blessing, or what is termed the slang term, the RV, also known as the global currency reset. And there are several events that are in the process of coming to fruition at the same time. So, did that help you?
Yeah. About when will you guys be coming to the surface?
When Source says we can.
And that'll be, you think, within the next 6 months?
Well, of course. Understand, you have what now you have. It is now what is called... tomorrow, I believe, it begins in November. Then you have December. And that is 2 months that major things are going to take place. So, yes, absolutely within 6 months.
Well, that sounds great. Where can I meet you guys?
Say again?
Where can I meet you guys?
Meet who?
When you come to the surface.
Oh. Where? Well, there will be many emergent zones throughout the Earth, throughout the surface of the Earth. Where are you at?
I'm in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City.
Ah, interesting.
Well, keep us posted because I want to meet you guys.
Many people want to meet me. I want to meet the Lemurians underneath that are underneath me in the interior of the planet.
Will you be shrinking your size? Will you be shrinking your size?
No.
Oh, you'll be in full height.
Of course.
What, you're about, 15 feet?
About that, yes.
Okay.
I've had people to ask me, you're 15 feet tall. Do you have... you would be a wonderful basketball player.
Yeah, y'all must have big courts there in a hollow earth.
No, we do not. We do not play basketball in hollow earth.
You probably have better games.
We have other activities that we enjoy.
Okay, well, thank you.
Indeed. Jane, you're on mute again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. All right, our next caller is 732 ending in 3147. 3147.
Hmm.
Hello? Oh, wait a minute. 732 ending
JJ
in 3147.
Hi, this is JJ from New Jersey.
Hey, JJ. Hello.
Yeah, from New Jersey. Joseph Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Yes.
If he's 15 foot tall, he'd be a good professional wrestler, undefeated. My question is,
no.
What I'm up against is there's no relief yet with the state and the federal IRS. Will paying the income taxes be eliminated for having to file this year's income by next April 15, 2022, do you think?
Good possibility it will be gone.
Oh, I'm hoping. I thought you might know for sure otherwise than what going around. They say, yeah, but I don't see no relief yet today because they're still garnishing wages and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it does go away. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, JJ, you have to wait. Yeah, we have to wait for NASARA to be fully announced and implemented. That is the debt relief. Debt relief.
Okay. Oh, great.
Okay.
I hope it's soon.
All
that,
right.
That brings an end to the IRS once NASARA and GASARA is fully realized and announced and realized. Then, of course, the IRS will no longer have a foothold at all. And then they will have to give back what they have taken.
Oh, I'm sure waiting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, JJ.
Indeed.
All right.
Yep.
All right, next question is coming from 541, ending in 9078.
Hi, Zara and Jane, this is Summer. I've received notice, so to speak, that I'll be ascending within the next few days. So can you call me afterwards?
Why would you be what? Are you sure you are going to ascend in the next few days?
Well, I've received inner confirmation on that.
From
inner
whom?
Confirmation.
Yes, this I always check with the heart, mind, and my higher self. So
is this your decision to ascend?
I'm sorry, I can't hear that well. Is there any way to turn up speaker?
Is this your desire to ascend?
My desire is to ascend after the exchange. There's been a lot of back and forth with the person who's going to take over. So I would like to speak to you privately about this. She's been going through a lot. Is it possible to speak to you after the call?
Why can't we do that now, Summer? I'm sure people would like to learn from your story.
I'm going to see if I can hear better if I take you off speaker.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you too.
Okay. Now, What do you want me to say now about this?
I was asking you, is this your desire to ascend?
Well, it is after I've gone through the exchange.
That is not what I asked. I asked you, is this your desire to ascend?
Yes.
Not
it
after
is.
Anything. Is it your desire to ascend?
Well, it always is.
What? See, what I'm asking you is, are you certain, or is this your desire to ascend? Or is this something that someone has told you that you're going to ascend in a couple of days?
Not a couple of days, by the end of the second week of this, of November.
Of November. Now, who has told you this?
My heart, mind, my higher self, who I always communicate with.
So your heart mind is giving you inklings that you are going to ascend.
Yes.
Well, if that is your desire to ascend, you will ascend. But now here's the next question. In your ascension, do you wish to go with your body or without?
With the body, I know that I've been working on making it strong enough due to...
It's not an issue of whether it is strong enough. Understand, when you ascend with your body will be transformed into a full fifth dimensional being.
Yes.
So, or you would leave your body behind, your shell, and it would be cremated or buried, and then your essence would go into a full fifth dimensional body anyway. So,
I understand that. So
which way do you wish to go? Do you want to take the body with you, where there's nothing left at all, or nothing to bury, nothing to cremate? Or do you want to go step out of it and into a full fifth dimensional form? That is your next question, or your next, you have to answer that yourself.
Okay,
if you are ready to go with your body, then lean toward that choice. If you are expecting to ascend without your body, then you lean that direction. It's still a choice for you as to which way you wish to go. And so then, you lean toward taking your body with you, then you do not have to build it up or anything of that nature. It will just ascend.
So my next question is, do I have a choice? Even though I'm beginning, not on that, that on doing this after the exchange.
What difference would it make that you do it before or after the exchange?
Because of the person who will need to take over, who has not been educated.
Has not been educated?
She has not had the time and space to be educated.
Educated in what sense?
On what everything to do about the exchange.
So the person who is going to take over for you knows nothing about the RV,
She does know she has not been, okay. We've been educated over the years how it will be. Things change. And as far as updated, we're supposed to meet Monday. Generally, there's a change and she can't make it. So this is what I'm trying to find out. I'm intending, I'm doing everything I need to do from my side that this will occur, meeting will occur tomorrow.
If you put your intention out there to have this meeting tomorrow, you will have a meeting tomorrow.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay. We have to go on to the next question. Okay. All right, Simmer. Okay, our next question is coming from 954 4826. Now, hold on a second. I want to make sure that I have not called on you. Okay. All right. 954 ending in 4826. Let me go ahead and open up your line.
Yes. Hello. This is Mark from Florida. Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. Hey, I've got a question on in Hollow Earth as far as what you call alive water. One of my projects is to make the water better. You know, locally, we know that filtering out chlorine or fluoride will help. And I've heard Zoraya just recently say, if we swirl the water counterclockwise in a funnel, this will make it better. And we do know that giving that blessing will make it better too. But what technically do you call live water in Hollow Earth?
Well, it just is. Understand that everything in Hollow Earth is in harmony, and that goes for the water as well. And when it naturally spins in a counterclockwise fashion, and by spinning it in a counterclockwise fashion, it retains the nutrients that are important. And when you spin it in a clockwise fashion, then you eliminate the nutrients. So, that depends. In different areas of the world, on the surface, what you call the pipes that are put in homes. The water spins in a counterclockwise fashion, and then others they spin in a clockwise fashion. So it is all going to shift over to what is called spinning through the pipes in a counterclockwise fashion, which will also bring in the nutrients that is needed.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's technically what you mean by the live water down in Hollow Earth then.
Well, the live water has consciousness. Understand, your ocean at one time also had consciousness. It still has it, but it's been diminished by a great deal by the pollution. But understand, at one time, your ocean, water, could raise the dead.
Wow. Wow. So basically getting at everything.
In its pristine condition, it was able to bring life back to a ascended being.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, how long will it take us to reach that here on that once we get to transition? You think years or what?
Understand, that once the oceans are cleared up, then it will come natural.
Wow. Excellent.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Take yourself off mute.
So the question is, when will this occur? Is that after disclosure or before or when? At what point?
After galactic disclosure.
Okay, so it is sooner than we think. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for your question. All right. Okay, so our next caller now is 928, ending in 2865. 2865?
Hello, yes. Good morning. My name is Helen from Sedona. And
Helen?
I'm say good morning
Helen,
to everybody.
Helen,
yes.
Hold on a second. There's a lot of noise behind you.
Is that any better?
Of course.
Oh, perfect. Yes, thank you. I was trying to find out if there is something I can do on behalf of my mother. She is in the hospital currently, and I'm trying to get to the, some kind of help. She's not able to keep food down because she has a hiatal hernia in the stomach area and her intestine, and also gastroparesis from diabetes. And I wondered, she's in the ICU currently, if there are any specific things that we should be doing to help her to be able to recover and bring her home. Do you see that narration coming to fruition?
Go ahead, Zara.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You began speaking first. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, yeah, I guess for her, so Helen, my question for Zara is I'd like for Zara to scan her to see what her situation is presently and what does he see in the foreseeable future for her at this time.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And what level of existence is she in?
Well, I'm not sure what that means, but she's in the ICU now. She hasn't been able to keep food down or liquids for 2 months.
She's really
thin. She's 74 years young.
All right.
And, yeah.
Well, I would tell you this. She is in line for ascension.
She is. Oh, wow.
Indeed.
Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that.
But also understand that, she can do what others have done and gone against her contract.
Got it.
But if her vitality is strong and she has a desire to remain here, then of course she can. It is her choice.
I see. Would the OmniMed or anything like that help, or any other tools or
of course,
for healing?
OmniMed would always help. The eye guard would help. The Stargate would help.
And at least especially until the celestial healing pods come out.
Indeed. Celestial chambers. Understand that you also must understand that she may want to go.
Yes, I'm feeling that. I'm trying to honor her free will, and that's what I'm trying to make decisions based on what you're scanning.
If she wants to go, then you should do nothing to stop that.
Yes. Okay. So that means I would not get her an OmniMat if she wants to, or any other.
Yeah, if she wishes to ascend, you know, go ahead and move on from this. Is she in pain?
Yes, she's into some discomfort in the stomach area. She has a broken back and some arthritis, and that's not the only pain she's in that I know of.
You need to put the question to her, does she wish
yes.
to remain here?
You know, I have asked her that several times, and she flip-flops. So she had a DNR, do not resuscitate, and then she changed her mind. Then I called hospice, and she said she wanted to try to be here. And I'm not sure, you know, I told her, you don't have to stay for me or anyone. You know, if it's your time or you want to move on, please do. I want you to do what your soul is telling you, your higher self is telling you to do. So I don't know if she's afraid or...
What her heart mind is telling her.
What her heart mind is telling her, yes.
To do. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And if this is a transition then to ascension, about what time frame am I looking at?
It could be any time.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much, Zora. I appreciate you and Jane and Billy and all the humanity.
Indeed.
As a collective. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful
Take
day.
Take care.
Wondrous and glorious and loving
yes.
day. Thank you.
You as well.
Bye. Thank you.
Right. Will do.
Bye, Helen.
Indeed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's a tough one. Okay. All right. Our next caller is...
Ultimately, the choice is hers.
All right. Hold on one second. You know, the board, what happens is that it just kind of... I have flip-flops. All right. I think this is where we are. So our next caller is 443, ending in 3632. 3632?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is Obi. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. Zora.
All right.
Yes. Zora, are there cows in the inner earth? I want to know I'm asking to know if cow milk and yogurt is living food.
If cow milk and what else?
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yes.
And yogurt, you want to know if they are living foods?
Yes. Is it in the category of living food since you do not take the life of the cow to obtain the milk and the yogurt?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good question.
You want to know if there are cows
ahead.
In the hollow earth? Of course there are some.
So do you drink the milk?
Of course.
I thought you said you're vegan in the hollow earth.
Well, we have what you call peoples who have come from the surface into hollow earth. And they partake of the milk. Occasionally, I have tasted it. However, but understand, it is not what is called, it is a pure milk, not like it is on the surface. It is a pure milk. And there's no toxins in it.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing in it that can harm you at all.
Okay.
So it's not like it is on the surface. On the surface, the milk that comes from cows is tainted. So, and because of the pollutions in the atmosphere and in the water, water tables and things of this nature. When man started doing what is termed poisoning the earth and the groundwater and things of that nature, that has caused an imbalance in domestic as well as wild animals. And the imbalance must be corrected, which will happen, of course, after the galactic disclosure is fully realized. All of this is going to reverse, literally, in its forward motion. It's going to stop and then begin reversing. So, the cow's milk will become pure again, and and there will no longer be what in what you call consuming the cow, or what you call slaughtering the cows. That will be a thing in the a distant memory, hopefully not even a memory. But anyway, so there's coming a time on the surface that you will be as it is in Hollow Earth. You will be balanced once more.
Excuse me, Zora?
Everyone. Yes?
Zora, you know, so let's talk about here now. So we have what we call, and even organic milk, even though it's organic, it's, you know, it still needs to be treated if you're going to partake of drinking milk, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Can we drink?
If you're going to drink any milk or any type of beverage, you want to purify it with your hands. You already know how to do that. And just purify whatever you eat or drink, and you will be fine. But understand, for people that do not know that, or know that you need to purify whatever you eat or drink, then, of course, they are not aware of the dangers that are there. And you, as light workers, need to bring this to the forefront to let people know that they should purify everything that they eat or drink. And, of course, you can show them how.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Uh-huh. Very good for that question. Thank you. All right. Our next caller now is, hold on a second. I'm working myself here. 619 ending in 7260.
Yeah. Jane, Zora, this is Scott again in San Diego. Just one more question.
Oh.
It's okay.
Okay.
So, you guys haven't said anything about Trump and Biden, and when's Trump coming back, and when's Biden getting out? What's going on with all that?
Well, when the people have had enough of Biden, he will be gone. And,
well, I've had
that is understandable. Understand. Biden is on his way out. I can assure you of that. And
thank God.
And I can also assure you that the vice president, female, has no desire to be the ruler of this country. So. Not in the message then, of course. Anyway, but the and as far as Trump, he is what is called in the wings right now, assisting the new restored republic president.
So maybe this year?
Maybe this year, most assuredly next year.
Mm.
But also understand that when galactic disclosure occurs, and it is slated before the end of this 2021.
Right.
Many things will change. in government and around the world, because the Galactic Federation of Planets will be bringing peace to this planet once and for all.
Can't wait for that.
Okay. All right. We have a bunch of people yet to go. All right, Scott. Thank you. All righty. Okay. Let's go on now to 832, ending in 6127. Let's go ahead and make it one question. One question per person. Let's make it quick. We have only 40 minutes left. Okay. So 832, ending in 6127.
Hey, Sora. Hello, Sora and Jane. This is David in Houston. Long time no see, no talk.
Hello?
Hello. My question is, you haven't talked about either about the latest, maybe the chain supply chain and food shortages coming up. Do you have anything to say or, you know, coming up? In the next, between November and December, are we going to have a hard time during that time with the, you know, supply chain?
Food and supplies, Zora.
I understand. Understand what is happening right now is going to come or is going to peak to a point. And at that point, then the people are going to rise up against the government. And they're going to say, enough is enough of this foolishness. And we want it done. We want it over. So the populations of many states are already rising up against their governments. Meant to mention Texas, Florida, Montana. They have taken themselves out of the states.
Sovereign.
United
They're
states.
Sovereign.
They
right.
are sovereign now, and many states are beginning, and other states are also following suit, and they are disregarding Biden entirely, and so they do not care for Biden. They know Biden is a puppet, basically, and so he is on his way out. Unbeknownst to him, but he is on his way out, and the vice president also, she will be stepping down as well, because she has no desire to take Biden's place. So there's going to be a change in government.
Excuse me, Zora.
Yes.
So I just wanted to, in regards to what David is asking, so do you see this ending within the next couple of months or before Christmas or before Thanksgiving, when
I foresee that the foolishness of holding back the ships that are anchored out off the coast of Long Beach, California, and off the coast of New York, are going to be freed up, and they're going to be able to bring their goods onto to the shore. It is ridiculous keeping them out there in a holding pattern. So, yes, they're going to be brought in, begin bringing them in, and unloading them, and but understand, there's still a war going on between the trucking companies and the powers that want to be, because they are causing them issues, and the truckers are about to say, well, if we don't move, then you don't move. So they're going to give the government an ultimatum to let them have their way, or production or movement of goods will stop for a period of time until they come to their senses and allow them to have their just reward, of course, and stop putting regulations upon them that are ridiculous.
So they're retaliating at this point.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, against the
government. Well, it's all prepared by the cabal, right? So obviously the current administration has something to do with corrupt politicians and the cabal. This is all made up. There is no food shortages. There is a lot of food in this world, right? So I guess they're just doing it on purpose to give us a hard time and keep us in control.
Yes.
Once the foolishness stops, ridiculous mask mandate and vaccination mandate and all of that goes out the window, which it will, then everything will get back to somewhat normal. And business as usual as far as goods and services. It's what is termed as the governors, like the governor of California, the governor of New York. They're the ones that are holding back the ships right now. It's not the it's not the people, it's the governors and the mayor.
Yeah, and one more thing, I heard that it's related to this. Congressman McCarthy said on a conference that we the American people are going to have the most expensive Thanksgiving season. The United States is going to experience the most expensive Thanksgiving season for Americans. So when he said that, my mind kind of flew back on what is on the food chain supply shortages, because he's already preparing us, basically, when he said that. He said, you know, it looked like we are going to have a hard time in terms of pricing and, you know, during the holiday season. And that's why I'm coming up with this question, because it seems like if they're already preparing our bed, we all got to be ready. We just things are going to be very expensive. We're going to have a little bit of a hard time.
Well, see, the powers that want to be are wanting to cause difficulty for the population as far as controlling them. They understand if they vaccinate everyone, then they have full control. Understand, that's not going to happen. Because, understand, the states that are sovereign have banned the vaccine. They do not want anyone, they do not want to be dictated that they must vaccinate the remaining peoples in their states. They're saying no. So many people are coming to the full realization that this vaccine is not good for them.
Okay. Excuse me, Zora?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say that in regards to the high prices already, like of gas and other supplies and diminished supplies that are coming out. Now, the other part
The reason for that is because the the supply of oil is now they're having to delve into their storage supply because the oil wells are now dry. They are not producing oil anymore. The offshore rigs have already reported a drop of almost 85% oil production. The oil is giving out as far as all of the oil pumps around the world. They're all sending reports that their production of oil has dropped by almost 75%. Why? Because the Earth herself, Terra Crista, given out the, what is called, the announcement, in a way, that she's not going to let you have any more oil. That is her lifeblood. She will not allow it to happen. So the Earth herself is shutting down oil production.
Okay.
That's why gas is going so high.
Yeah. So what happens, because we have millions and millions of cars that are out now, how are people going to be able to transport themselves?
Well, that's where the electric cars come in. There's become the hydrogen cars and what is called your solar-powered cars. They're going to begin mass producing those.
Okay.
And the combustion engine is basically on its way out. So all your vehicles you have, you need to convert them over to hydrogen fuel, which is made from water, and you want to have solar powered and wind powered and things of this nature, because the Terra Crista has in her own way is letting man know that the man is not in charge. She is.
Yeah. Well, that's all the question I have. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think the other thing too, everyone, is that the RV is in process. Now, a lot of you are still very skeptical about it and when it's going to be arriving. I know from, some very deep sources, we know that it is coming about. So that's the reason why the RV is that pivotal point in which we are going to be able to transition our world to where we are going to be the people. We, the people, are going to be in charge. We are going to be able to flush the world, remove all of the evil as well, so we can move forward towards a greater peace and abundance for everyone. So just know that is what will be happening. That is the rainbow at the end of this huge storm that we are in, and we need to persevere. So, and all is going to be
mm-hmm.
well. The other thing, too, is in regards to the lack of supplies, and we've already been concerned already about what they call the 10 days of darkness in particular, which is when the EBS will come into play. That will probably be arriving also early part of November. And so with that, maybe I'm just going to ask Zora just to go ahead and say what he feels in regards to the 10 days of darkness, which I had actually asked Zora earlier. So Zora, tell us about this 10 days of darkness and lack of supplies, et cetera, please. And then we'll move forward.
That's what's referred to as the 10 days of darkness. Right now, you are already in the third day of your 10-day darkness. So So you have already entered your 10-day of darkness, but it is not as drastic as it is foretold to be. They're trying to scare you into submission. Do not fall for it.
More fear tactics, right, Zora?
Indeed.
Okay. All right, let's go on to our next caller, 607, ending in 2401. Whoops.
Zora, hello. This is Dick from New York.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm fine also. My question is, when E.T. flies about in their crafts, how is it possible that they can do dead stops from whatever, Mach whatever, or 90-degree turns, or acceleration like Mach 8, whatever? How is that possible?
Well, because they are using what is called, to understand that the aeroships run off of two sources of power. One is electromagnetism, and the other is crystal. And so the understand they make their maneuvers by thought. It is not what you call mechanical. It is simply by thought that they maneuver. And so there is no what you call G-force, as there is in your regular aircraft, as your jet fighters and things of that nature. They must deal with inertia. They must deal with G-force. In the aeroships, they have artificial gravity around the craft, and therefore it is not subject to G-force. And that's why they can turn so rapidly and without any issues, because they do it through thought.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Okay, indeed. Thank you, Dick. All righty, bye-bye. All right, next caller is 208, ending in 8394.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. 8394. Hello. Okay, hi. Hi, Jane. It's Pawnee from Idaho.
Hello.
Hi, Zora. You know, last Saturday you talked about Donna McGrath, and I was just thinking, I have three very close friends that have cancer. Do you think that I've been trying to get a hold of her, but she must be really busy. Do you think when I can get a hold of her, she would be able to help? She can heal people correctly from cancer?
You can.
Why? Yes, okay. But might need a little extra help. You know, Zora, I know where you're coming from.
What am I,
top liver? No. You mean am I top liver? Well, I don't, but I
no,
might
me.
Need a little help.
I said, what am I, top liver?
No, of course not. I believe everything
yes,
you say.
Yes, I can help. I can help.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, well, okay. So is this something where I call you afterwards to give you the name?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Okay, thank you very much. Sending lots and lots of love to all of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pawnee. Mm-hmm. All right, next caller is 5511, ending in 5611. Moving forward.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Debbie Degenshine. Hi, Jane. This is Debbie.
Hey.
Hello,
hey,
Zora.
Debbie.
Hey. Hi. Zora, I have a simple question. You know how everybody is a little like when they say
they can't really like believe that it's going to happen because it took so many years or a lot of time. I just thought maybe you could express more clearly the inner attitude of trusting and believing that makes things happen, you know, maybe just to, because of course we're also, I guess, co-responsible of bringing this reality into fruition. That's my understanding.
Indeed. Understand that there is a, what you call, a counter to the knowingness.
Yes.
Which is a negative. And the counter to the knowingness is believing. Understand this. Believing does not accomplish. Knowing does.
Great. Knowing,
so you take
does, yes,
away the believing part or not believing part and hold fast to the knowingness of it, and that's how it is conquered.
Great.
But you also must not use the word belief.
Okay.
Or believe. Because believing is a constant seeking.
Yes, perfect. That's the word. Mm-hmm.
And knowing is that you know.
Uh-huh.
You don't believe it, you know it.
Sure. Absolutely. And I'm just going to
whenever
share
someone
with you
is healed,
yeah, sorry.
Whenever someone is healed, and we go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive, and they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive, I am completely healed of whatever, and I know it.
Yes.
It is a done deal.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know, just as a comment, I wrote a book like 15 years ago, and I'm only dealing with it now. And in Portuguese, it's exactly that. The name of the book is I Believe, and that's it. I know, what's the other word? I Know, and that's it. Because in Portuguese, know and believe are kind of the same word. And so I have to fix the American version, because it's exactly about that, you know.
Indeed.
The power of knowing and trusting. And so you already know, and you don't need physical proof that it's happening, you know. And you just
that
kind of sustain the feel. You sustain the feel that it's happening, and you don't keep looking for proof, even if it takes 100 years. You know, you just sustain the feel.
Well, it will not take 100 years.
No, I'm just kidding. Some
okay,
of us have been preparing many
thank
lifetimes,
you.
Zora. Thank you. Take
okay.
care. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have only 15 minutes left, everyone. Next caller is 780, ending in 2255.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. It's Brenda calling from Canada. My question is there a danger to washing the clothes of unvaxxed people with the clothes of vaxxed people? Is that a way of basically spreading the shedding or the vaccination?
Repeat that question.
Zora, if there's like a common washing machine and you're washing clothes of unvaxxed people with people that have been vaccinated, you know, is there a danger of cross-contamination, of contracting COVID, if you will, or the graphene oxide or the shedding? I've been washing my clothes in the bathtub because I live in a building where everyone's vaxxed. And there's other people that live in nursing homes and hospitals where...
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. And so it's quite a common problem. And so I've been washing my clothes in the bathtub to protect myself further. But, you know, it doesn't really clean your clothes as well as the washing machine. And so,
well, you
I'm
know,
wondering.
You can always go to an appliance and get what is called a stackable. It is a washer and dryer that is on top of one another, and they are very small. And you can purchase one of those and take it and put it in your apartment or your house and or whatever, and just run the hose and hook it to your faucet and wash your own clothes in your house.
But there are
But you want
people.
To know if you want, but you want to know if there are what you call, is there going to be a contamination of you washing your clothes in a public washer dryer? No.
Really? That's good.
Washing, yes, it's not going to make a difference. It is your shedding comes when you're in contact with them physically, not the clothes. The clothes does not carry the virus. It is the person, not what they're wearing.
Okay. So there's safety for people, care facilities, and so on. They don't have to worry about that component?
No.
Okay.
You get the shedding from the people breathing on you.
Okay. That's very good news.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question, Brenda. Okay.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. All right. That was an interesting question. Thank you for Brenda for bringing that up. Next caller is 475 ending in 2374.
That was an interesting answer too.
That was a good answer, Zora. All right, 2374.
Hi, Zora. This is Sam. Hello. From Connecticut.
Sam? Okay.
My question
you,
is,
Sam.
Will the weather be normalized, steady, and will that make my eyes normal also?
What?
Next year, will the weather going to be consistent, and make my eye normalized?
Your eyes?
Yes.
What's wrong with your eyes? What?
Right now my eye is, I cannot see clearly.
You cannot see?
Yeah, I cannot see clearly. When the sun is to be consistent, by next year will my eyes be normal? Like everybody's, you know, have a 20/20 vision.
Well, do you know how you want to know how to acquire that?
No, I've been trying everything under the sun. But
you have tried everything
works.
Under the sun. Well, try this. Rub your hands together and place one hand over the front of your eyes with your eyes closed, one hand behind your head. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say, from the God of my being, my eyes are completely normal, and I see perfectly, and I know it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God and God
from
is with
God
my being.
From God of my being. My eyes are completely normal.
My eyes are completely normal.
And I see perfectly.
And I see perfectly.
And I know it.
I see. And I know it.
Keep your eyes closed and your hands over your eyes for 3 minutes. Take yourself off mute.
Yeah,
okay.
So Sam, just keep your hands here. I'm going to be going on to another caller because we're just about out of time here. So our next caller is 808 ending in 8352.
Hi, Zora. Mahalo, everybody.
I know you...
Quick. This is a quick question, Alexandra,
quick,
please.
One quick question, please. Zora, can you teach us about telekinesis and how to activate our inner power for that?
Telekinesis?
Yes.
Why do you wish to have that ability?
Oh, I know we have that innate ability, and I live on the
Are you speaking of telekinesis or telepathy?
Telekinesis. I have telepathy. Because I...
Yes. You wish to move objects with your mind.
Right. They created a city, a beautiful city with rock formations, and it would be wonderful to have that ability now.
Well, just call upon you, the goddess of your being, to bring it forth.
Okay. Okay.
That's how you do it.
It takes practice.
Thank you, Zora. It takes some practice.
Practice. Okay. All right. Let you go.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Uh-huh. All right. Next, well, let's go back over here to Sam.
To healing of the eyes.
Correct.
All right, Sam, take your hand off of your eyes, open your eyes, and tell me what you see.
I see like I see before.
I understand. Let me give you an education. When it comes to the healing portion, when you receive a healing and you and someone asks you how are you seeing, same as before, you are contradicting the healing. So you do not want to do that.
So
understand,
I blocked myself.
You blocked yourself. Yes, you blocked yourself from correcting your vision. So, in essence, when I ask you how you are seeing, the right answer is I'm seeing a little better, not the same.
Oh,
you
okay.
always want to be in the positives when it comes to healing. I will give you an example. A person was received a healing for the eyes. It was for something else. For breast cancer. They were given a healing, and they received the healing, and it was evident. They went to the doctor and had themselves checked with a X-ray, and the cancer was gone from the breast. Then they began to listen to their friends and relatives receiving negative thought and negative input, and then they began to doubt their healing. They were dead a month later. What does that tell you? Because they lost their healing by being robbed of it by listening to negative influence. So you understand?
I understand.
So we're going to do this again. So do it again yourself. You simply put one hand over your eyes, one hand behind your head, and you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my being. My eyes are normal, and I see well, or I see very good. I see 20/20, and I know it. And then you let the healing take place. After the 3 minutes, you open your eyes, and I guarantee you, you will see a little better than you did before.
So I should do this like for 3 weeks, like this, as many times as I can.
Three times a day.
For 3 weeks.
Yes.
And to build that.
And then
momentum.
See what happens.
Thank you. Thank you, Zora.
Okay, Azura, let me see what we've got here. All right, we'll go ahead and let him go. All right. Okay, well, we only have 3 minutes left, Zora. So I was wondering if you wanted to do
only
a full body healing. That's all we have. Actually, we went over the hour. It's we allowed for an hour and a half, which we are at presently.
Sure.
And shall we do a full healing, or perhaps maybe Soraya can come through for a couple of minutes or so?
Yes, bring my beloved through. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
I keep telling you to let her come through more often.
Greetings, beloved ones. We are always smiling upon you as we see the growth in your stamina and perseverance to all of these challenges that are in front of you. So many are awakening, and you that have been on your path for quite some time are really far more conscious and moving in higher frequencies than you realize. You see that what awaits you is your great and full awakening. So you are definitely in transition into the higher frequencies of who you are as the enlightened beings of light that you have always been. So just as a lion is, or the lion or lioness that you are, you want to be able to save and protect your children. Those are your brothers and sisters of your world. So yes, you have the strength, you have the willpower to be able to see this through in brilliant and in magnificent ways. So know that this is who you are, and this is just the beginning of the enormous abundance and the enormous light that is coming upon you now. So take heart, beloved ones, that you are on the right path, you are in the right direction, and only see it that it is, everything is completed, and that you are now the way showers and the beacons of light, and that you are able to transition and move forward and help all of those around you to see the light that you see. Much love to all of you, beloved one. It is time.
Indeed, beloved. I could not.